Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Rev up those fryers, because I am sure hungry for one.
Greg Hill Show.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
It's
your cool hill man.
The Greg Hill Show.
We're up and at it, Greg. Don't worry about that.
Tick, tick, boom.
Starring the biggest foodie on the planet.
To me, food is the most important thing.
White bread is succulent.
Greg Hill.
Well, as far as Woody gets back, he gets what? Niang?
Yeah, George's Niang.
About George's Zane?
I give up maybe Jaylen Brown and Derek White.
Derek White.
And George's Zane.
But
having the opportunity to be on the court with George's Wang.
Featuring the parlay playboy himself.
This tickles my fanny. Does that math make math? I did not know that.
Wiggy.
Can you glam up an ankle bracelet?
That you can.
Yeah.
Yeah. They call it the Irish Rolex.
Yeah.
You can definitely glam it up.
Joined by Boston's number one linguist.
Criminal mischief and arson
have become this kind of tandem. Pete Buttigieg.
Courtney Cox.
She's like, I'm not a big disco person. He said, Courtney, I want you to look up Donna Summers. I'm like, yeah. I know
Summers? There's no S.
Oh.
I don't want you to look her up.
And accompanied by two big brains behind the glass.
Go put salmonella with your yams.
I'm on Shime Island.
Like, talk to me, Daddy.
You are both morons.
Curtis and Shime.
You guys talk to everybody but the guys who are in charge. And so you got me.
How many committee guys are there, Tom?
There's a few.
And do you have a business
card? I've got all the credentials I need. Right.
I don't get why it's hard. It's just a poll. There's nobody using it.
Curtis,
why can't you run out on it?
Now.
Let's get down to business.
It's time to party.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Good morning.
Morning, everybody.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Good morning, my neighbors.
On Boston Sports Original.
W-E-E-I. They're my people.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill.
Show.
Greg Hill.
Show.
Greg Hill.
Show.
All right.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
Let the games begin.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Tick, tick, boom.
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
What it do, man?
Curtis, when was it that the Red Sox pulled me back in? Was that 2 weeks ago?
No.
Thereabouts?
Yeah, they pulled you back in, and they went on fire through last Friday night.
Yeah,
I'm out.
Oh.
I am out.
All right.
And the way they do it is even more bothersome to me. Like, that game yesterday, they're out to an early lead.
Mm-hmm.
Trevor Story, who's been batting the ball all over the diamond, gets them, has the two RBI single, gets the runs going, gets that team a lead, and they just cannot close on these baseball games.
No, they cannot.
It's so frustrating. It is absolutely driving me bonkers.
But it's also like, yeah, they jump out to an early lead, then the Angels tie it up in the bottom of the fourth, and immediately I'm like, they're going to lose this. And then the fifth, they do. And then the sixth, they add another run. The Angels add another run on top of it. But for me, like, can we all agree now? Maybe Raffy Devers wasn't this quote-unquote word I hate using, cancer in the clubhouse.
Yeah. Maybe
like, nothing's changed.
Maybe you're right about that.
The only thing that's changed is they've gotten worse.
Yeah, they have gotten worse. I mean, I believe that they, prior to the Devers trade, the 9 games prior to the Devers trade, they were 7-2.
Yes.
And the 9 games since, they are 3-6.
Yes.
And so
I have a question for the room.
Yeah.
How many extra base hits does the designator hitter have in those nine games?
That's a great question. Yeah. The way you phrased it, I'm guessing two.
One. One. Yeah. The OPS, 543. Mm-hmm. 12 strikeouts, 3 runs, 3 walks, 3 RBI, 1 home run is the only extra base hit. The DH is hitting 182. And go back to how we felt Sunday when they swept the Yankees on Father's Day.
Mm-hmm.
What a lovely gift. Beautiful yeah. day. It was gorgeous. It wasn't the suppressive heat. And then that video I sent of the fathers on the deck relaxing, waiting yeah. for the burgers to be done, and somebody says the Sox traded Devers, and the guy's like, ha, 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 LOL. And then he got the face of, like, I'm going to kill you. Like, I honestly, the people that defended this, the people that defend this ownership group that have some misguided trust that they will ever actually reinvest in 2025.
I'm right here.
It's But Curtis, it's just, it's an abomination. They show you who they are. Winning is secondary. If winning was important, why would Craig Breslow fire the guy that found Roman Anthony? I want my Sam Kennedy.
I look at this because, Greg, I'm kind of like, I kind of go back and forth, but I look at it like, with Devers, you stunk. Without Devers, you stink. and you went on that run. I'm not necessarily out because we saw it with that. You brought it up, Greg, that nine game run where you were 7-2. That's something that we could potentially see them do again. I'm not saying they will, but they're close enough to a wild card spot where they're doing enough just to keep you holding on and yeah. paying attention.
But are they likable for you? Are you like for me watching this team, it just I don't have any rooting interest, and I yeah. hate saying that. It just feels
it's also like, okay, so they're three games out of the wild card spot,
mm-hmm.
and then you're gonna start to hear the phrase, which I can't stand, which is anything can happen in October. Does this look like a team in which anything can happen in
no.
October? It doesn't. And then yesterday, Alex Cora drops a little bit of bad news casually, which is that you're not getting Alex Bregman back until after the All-Star break.
Mm-hmm.
And so
it's almost like maybe keep Devers until Bregman's healthy. Whoa, what a thought.
Yeah, that would have been.
Why would you do something like that?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Can anybody defend that?
No.
Why would you trade him before Bregman is back?
Can't nobody defend that one.
Okay.
But they do enough in where the standings are right now to keep you kind of gripped. And
keep me what?
Like, I kind of, you know, gripped in on
no,
watching
I'm not
the season.
No, I told you. I was gripped.
Okay.
I'm not gripped. Right. I there's zero grip.
No.
Mm-hmm. I have no drip and I have no grip.
Right.
Yeah.
Although I do have a new haircut. I don't know.
I was just going to say, I started trending. Oh. Great haircut.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Wow.
Got over to see my guy Nate over at Sims and Southie yesterday. And right. the man does.
Huh? You went like low.
How low can you go?
Right.
And
right.
I can still go low.
You did a great job with the color.
How low can you go?
Well, anyway, there's a lot to get to, and not a lot of it can be the Red Sox. I don't think I could take a lot of it on the Red Sox, but
no.
we will have our weekly discussion with Craig Breslow, the chief baseball officer of the Boston Red Sox, coming up at 9, and there is a lot to talk to Craig Breslow about. And Curtis, I know you're looking forward to that. You said yesterday you can't wait. So.
I honestly jumped out of bed.
Wiggy doesn't seem like, after last night, that there is any chance that you get your wish. And somehow Cooper Flagg is not a Dallas Maverick and would like to be a Boston Celtic. I don't see it happening.
No, that's not happening at all. It'll be interesting to watch the Dallas Mavericks this year because, you know, I think a lot of people got their eyes on Cooper Flagg just from, you know, what they're saying about the potential he has. And Dallas is a good basketball team. If you're a Cooper Flagg, and I know the kid Ace Bailey was one of the kids in the draft, like trying to, you know, not go to certain spots, and I believe Utah was one of them where he actually went. But if you're just a basketball fan, or if you're a fan of Cooper Flagg, he's now going to a team that they have some talent. It could be interesting to see what he could do his rookie year.
Well, pretty cool. We have a lot of listeners in Maine, and pretty cool for the state of Maine that they have the number one pick in the NBA draft.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, hey, he's bringing them white guys back, man. Cooper Flagg this year.
White guy summer.
Who knows?
Yeah.
I mean, who?
Did I see that he is the first white American player taken number one in the NBA draft since 1977?
Yes. Nasty.
Is that Kent correct? Benson.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
All right. Well.
But he's talented, though. And I think a lot of, like, that's what a lot of fans are going to be looking at is just – because they're saying he, I forget who it was. It might have been Kendrick Perkins who said this, and you know he probably watches more Cooper Flagg than I do. But he said he's like a mix. If LeBron James and KD had a baby, that would be Cooper Flagg. That's like his skill ability.
It's more likely if you're a white guy growing up playing basketball to become president of the United States than it is to be taken first overall.
Yeah, it's a little bit easier.
All right. Well, we have a lot to get to on today's show. One more show in the studio here in beautiful, safe Brighton this week. And then this afternoon, we are on our way to Cape Ann and to Rockport tonight. And, of course, Gloucester tomorrow. And I'm assuming that when we cross the town line into Gloucester, we will be greeted by Gloucester Tom, who... Hardo Tom.
Wow.
Tom is, I think his official title is the King Pole Watcher in Gloucester. Is that his title?
Honestly, I'm not messing with him. I saw a photo of him yesterday. He's jacked.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
How did you see a photo? Somebody sent you a photo.
Oh, Ken had it.
People can't see.
Yeah.
I had more people reach out to me yesterday who were somewhat outraged by the conduct of Tom on this show than maybe any other person we've had on of late on this radio program. But,
just the smallest amount of power ever going to someone's head.
It's tradition, though.
I mean, it is. I felt like Tom was in charge of field access for the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And we had asked to get somebody on the sideline halftime at the Super Bowl, as opposed to getting Shime. Onto the greasy pole.
Nick Sirianni's buddy that got in a fight with a player.
Yeah, he was Big Dom.
Might be easy to get Shime on the sidelines for the Super Bowl to get him on the greasy pole.
I think it might be easy.
I was confused, though. How serious can it be if we can just pay him off? Like, he kind of alluded to that.
Oh, that's different, Courtney.
Oh, okay. He wasn't alluding to that.
Payoff is different. Just, you know, just don't do it in bathroom stalls. That is completely, but you got to know the right people.
All right. Well, anyway, we are on our way to Rockport this afternoon, and we will see you tonight at My Place by the Sea. And I want to thank the very generous people at Absolute, because $10 is being donated for every Absolute Ocean Spray beverage, which is consumed this evening at My Place by the Sea, to the Rockport family that we are raising money for. And that is the family of Captain Andrew Porter, who was a 25-year Rockport firefighter who passed away unexpectedly last month. So if you enjoy one of the new Absolute Ocean Spray beverages in the can this evening, then they will make a donation to that family on your behalf. So cannot wait to get up there. We got a lot to get to on the show this morning before we go, including our leads at about 6:25, and then they set it at 7:20 this morning. And we will definitely talk about what Brad Stevens said yesterday about Jason Tatum's recovery timetable. So I know there is interest there. With the draft passing last night, is Jaylen Brown all safe and secure here? Or
my lead this morning?
Yeah. Looks like it.
Okay. Brad Stevens made some comments last night that would lead me to believe so.
Okay. Yeah. All right. We'll wait till we get to your lead on that. And then the news coming up at 7:45 with Courtney this morning. And today's Pervert Teacher Association inductee is apparently a fan of the in-class MDB. So we will get to that during the news a little bit later on. I mentioned that Craig Breslow will join us at 9 this morning. And as always, we will play the very best Hill Notes that you have left for us over the last 24 hours back at 9:20 or right about then on today's show. But here is Courtney with what is trending first thing this morning.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Ortho Laser. The Red Sox dropped their third and final with the Angels, getting swept after jumping out with a 2-0 lead in the first. Final score was 5-2. Richard Fitz went four innings, giving up two runs on four hits while striking out six. The guy's off tonight before returning to Fenway to take on the Blue Jays tomorrow. Cooper Flagg is headed to Dallas. The Maine native was the number one overall pick last night in the 2025 NBA draft. The Celtics took forward Hugo Gonzalez from Real Madrid with their number 28 pick. Brad Stevens spoke after the first round and talked to Jalen and Derek specifically. I'll get to that in my lead. The Bruins are showing off their new identity with refreshed logos and uniforms.
Okay, how do we feel about them?
I like them.
I like them.
Yep, I like them. Yeah. The Spoke B, a bit different with the black background. Mm-hmm. Cam Neely released a statement about the looks, saying next season marks the start of a new chapter in Boston Bruins history. And as we turn the page, we are excited to do so with a new look and feel, combining some fan favorite elements from the past with a refreshed style. These sweaters are going to look sharp on TD Garden's ice in the fall.
How much does that kill Cam Neely to have to give that statement?
If you are watching on Twitch or YouTube right now, I guess you are getting from the Bruins an indication of what they are going to do captain-wise. So you got McAvoy and you got Pasta with the A's. And I think that Marco Sturm said in his welcome press conference that he wanted to wait the season out to see who he felt like ought to be the captain. So okay. I'm guessing he doesn't think that David Pastrnak is ready to be the captain of this
season. So you're going to play an entire season without a captain?
Probably. Sounds to me like that might be what they're going to do. I don't know.
Or maybe he's like, you know, out of you two.
Seems like good leadership.
Well, out of you two, let's see which one of you guys takes the bull by the horn.
Okay, but is that not creating what is this, Survivor? I mean,
maybe they're going to trade one of them like they do every year now, and they have to figure out when that guy leaves.
Maybe, yeah.
Well, that was brought to you by Ortho Laser New England. If joint pain has you sidelined, do what Lou Maloney did. Get back in the game without surgery at Ortho Laser New England. Online at ortholaserne.com. That's what's trending. We have our leads coming up next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Chime, I like the song, but you always play the same Hootie song. Yes. Hootie and the B-Fish have a great catalog, and you always play the same song.
Okay, I'm sorry.
It's fine.
It's a banger.
It is a banger. Summer banger, perhaps. But, I mean, how about State Your Peace every once in a while? Mix it up a little bit.
Okay, you got it.
All right. We are going to talk to Craig Breslow, the chief baseball officer of the Boston Red Sox, at 9. And that is this week's front office report. So I hope you will be here for that. A lot to talk to Craig Breslow about. I noticed that Cutter Crawford is done for the season. Off-field wrist injury. So I don't know what happened.
I don't know.
If it happened at some kind of a pool or a pond or a lake or something like that, but maybe got out of bed wrong or something like that.
Yeah,
but
we know that's happened to people in the past.
Yes, you know, the best one, Greg. Remember Paxton Crawford?
Yes.
He rolled over in the hotel bed and fractured his, like, a glass.
He claimed he fell on a glass or something like that.
In his sleep? Yes,
yeah. Yeah, well, yeah. Stupor.
Yes. Wow.
Just happened to have a glass of water by the bed. Who doesn't?
Yep.
They should have traded him.
But Red Sox have let me down again. And I said that at the start of the show. They somehow lured me back in a couple weeks ago. I was excited. I was fired up. Swept the Yankees. Only team to have swept the Yankees at that point this season. I was ready to go.
Right. And then let's trade our best hitter.
And I was right there. I had October vibes, Curtis.
Yeah.
That's what I had going on.
Your back will feel better now that you're not carrying John Henry's water anymore.
God. I don't know. Also, what does Theo Epstein do? Is he involved in the organization? If he is not on a day-to-day basis, could he somehow be pleased?
No, this was another example. This was right before Wiggy risked his life skiing at Loon at the first snow show. And it was announced that that Theo had joined the group. He was just given a point in the Fenway Sports Group. It's like worth $10 million, and they used his name to act like he was coming and doing things. But if Theo Epstein were in charge, this would not be happening.
Right. Does he not want to be involved in the baseball stuff? Does he just want to collect his equity and show up at spring training? I mean,
probably.
He was there for the big party night, the big event at the park that I went to in Fort Myers. Is that all he does? The guy knows baseball. He was a part of one of the more successful periods of time of this franchise. Bring him in.
But he doesn't want to be brought in. Because he would be brought in. Well, if he really wanted to be...
Well, he doesn't want to step on Brez's toes. I mean, Brez was his guy in Chicago.
That is beneath him. Theo is the most decorated GM in the history of baseball, in considering what he accomplished with the Chicago Cubs and the Red Sox. So his next thing is either commissioner or own a team. So he's just biding time, doing things close to the game, waiting for the right opportunity.
Yeah, because if he wanted to be involved in baseball in some role, some capacity, working in the front office, he would be doing that, right? He might be doing that for another team, or he might have, took on the opportunity to say, hey, listen, I'll come here and do that if he wanted to do it. But clearly he doesn't, because he, Curtis brings up his track record. He's a good enough GM or president to be doing that for either the Red Sox or another club.
But if you want to know a way that John Henry could fix this, hand over the control of the organization to Theo Epstein.
That's what I was suggesting. Why not?
Well, because that's going to be, I'm sure Theo would want a lot of, I don't know how much money he would have to put forward for that.
Put him in charge of everything baseball.
And pay him, $100 million a year? No, I'm serious. Or give him a point of the team. I mean, because, he's going to want to be an owner of a team somewhere.
Give him a little equity.
Yeah.
A little sweat equity. Why not?
I love it.
All right. Well, we'll talk to Craig Breslow at 9. Chime, if we could, we should open up the Window World of Boston weather window in advance of our travel to Cape Ann and Roadshow number 7. All right, Curtis, what do you see out there this morning?
Much better today, Greg. Oof. It was, I thought, a little hotter than I even expected yesterday. It was
in the 90s.
Yeah, brutal,
so definitely.
Something's up in the ocean. 69 degrees right now, Boston. Cloudy afternoon high in the upper 70s. In Providence, our lovely affiliate, 103.7, 72 degrees.
Mm.
Light rain right now in Providence. That puppy dog will be clearing soon. It'll be in the low 70s this afternoon. The home of the Beachcomber, Wellfleet, 67 degrees.
Mm.
Much better, 65% humidity, 15-mile-an-hour winds, afternoon high just in the 60s.
Okay.
Portland, Maine, 65 degrees. Even less humid in Portland, 59% humidity, afternoon high of 70. And we are headed to Gloucester for our show tomorrow. 66 degrees right now, afternoon high around 70.
Mm.
Are they celebrating in Portland, Maine this morning over Cooper Flag? Have they renamed any streets or anything up there, Curtis?
They have. Fourth Street is now Flag Street.
Okay.
It was cool when they went to the live stream after he got drafted to a bunch of his supporters, all watching together. I always love that. The fact that he's not even there and people gather to watch to make sure that he goes number one overall.
They're hoping that they are somehow able to get a check or a free meal or something eventually from him.
Can I bring up one thing? Though
yes,
being his twin, does that suck?
I don't know if
he was so surprised. They hugged at the, after his mom and dad. He hugged his twin.
Yeah.
It, Santo and I were having this conversation while we were watching. It's so nice. I'm sure the brother's so supportive. I'm sure they love each other. It's amazing. Mm. Secretly, does it suck?
Same. Great. That's a great question. Because you think there's some twin jealousy there? Is that what you're saying?
I don't know about jealousy, but everybody knows the name Cooper Flagg.
Right.
To be Cooper Flagg's twin.
Does Aunt Kathy get angry when Ty Law compliments your mom?
Oh, good question. No, because Aunt Kathy gets more limelight than my mom, I think.
Yeah. And usually twins, like, same kind of, like, body style, same height, same everything. So it's like, does the twin not have the same?
They were at similar heights.
Now. He's a little shorter than Cooper Flagg, but he's still pretty, it looks pretty tall.
If you're really good at making yourself look identical, you can get double the appearance money.
That's good.
True. Yeah, I mean,
I just wonder, like, deep down inside, if that's hard for him.
It's probably, you know, like, you know, it's probably his dream too. You know, and I don't know how good the twin brother is in basketball. Maybe he just goes a different route.
Do you think Shadur gets PTSD when he watches a draft, even in another sport?
Yeah, he's probably like, this is a joke. Well, it's going to be back-to-back years that two New Englanders will go number one overall. This year, Cooper Flagg, and then next year it'll be the kid, A.J. Bonesta, the kid from Brockton. So, you know,
and he's going to go number one?
That's what they're saying. They're saying that he's another generational type of talented player. I think he's going to be going to BYU this year.
Brockton to BYU.
Yeah, because he played his prep school out in Utah. So you could have 2 years in a row where the number one overall picks are both, you know, New England bred kids.
Yeah, BYU is just a different animal when it comes to the school.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
what do you mean where it is?
Well, like, not even just where it is, the rules that are in place everything.
All right.
Very different.
I think Gloucester Tom went there.
Be careful. He will beat you up. He's jacked.
Mitch has a picture of him. Gloucester Tom.
Do you got to blur his face out?
No, I don't think so. I mean,
did he send the picture?
We don't have to blur his face out.
He has the phone on the belt. I knew it.
Wait, which one is he?
On the right.
On the right.
So
that's his brother on the
with
left.
With the white T-shirt?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant
if he comes tomorrow morning, you'll identify him because he'll be the guy with the earpiece in.
Mm-hmm.
In case they have an emergency update on the grease and the whether or not the bacon fat is going to be available in time. So you know how they use the excuse of Shime not being able to go up there because of how much it costs to grease the pole?
Right.
Wiggy and I delved into this yesterday because we are grease experts.
Yeah.
It is a mix of bacon fat and lard from the restaurants in the area and fish guts.
Fish guts.
So Shime, if you were allowed on, and you took a spill and ended up coming into contact with the pole, then you would have fish guts all over you at the end of it.
Nice, hell yeah. So, yeah!
I didn't know all that stuff cost what $30,000 to get.
I don't know how much it costs, but that's all right. Anyway, can't wait to see you tonight in Rockport, tomorrow morning in Gloucester, and let's get to this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
I believe that is Van Halen, and that is Dave Van Halen, and I think the title of the song is Somebody Get Me a Doctor.
Well done, Gregory.
All right, let it breathe. Let it breathe. By the way, I would like to welcome Dr. Diana as a new sponsor of this radio program.
Oh, so the best.
You will soon start to hear commercials from Dr. Diana on this program.
Does that mean that we all get her number?
You can have her number. She's an everyday listener of this show.
Are you having diarrhea?
And she will take care of you. If you would like a couple extra inches added to your paws height, she will do that for you. Because I think she's coming to the show tomorrow morning, Dr. Diana.
I need to go see her. So when I get out, she'll be like, you're 6'8".
Yes, she will.
Such a nice person, but I just had a view of our life in 10 years, Courtney and Wiggs.
Yeah.
It's going to be urology. It's going to be bifocals. Yeah, it's going to be how to restart your memory with Greg Hill.
All right. Leads this morning brought to you by Subaru. It is going to be a Subaru summer. Find your 2025 Subaru at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Hello, Sean.
Hey, Greg. Good morning. That song was a long-distance dedication to the Boston Red Sox out west because they need a doctor bad. Like, somebody call an ambulance. That team is dead. I'm so with you, Greg. I was so pulled back in. I was totally fine with trading Rafael Devers. Like, I understood Curtis's points where you didn't get much back, and I get it. But, like, I also didn't really care for Rafael Devers. He was kind of annoying, so I was totally fine with it. And I'm like, all right, this team's playing better. This is great. What could be better? And then they completely fall apart. They've since fallen on their face. It's a disaster. You'll get a good start out of Garrett Crochet. Doesn't matter. They'll just still blow it. He has a better ERA this year than Tarek Skubal on the Detroit Tigers. The difference is the Red Sox can't win games when Garrett Crochet starts, it feels like. It's really kind of depressing. You thought this team had finally turned a corner.
Yeah.
You thought, okay, trade deadline comes, you might be able to add some talent, get better, really make a push for the playoffs, and yet here we stand now below 500, and it's just a mess.
Part of it for me was the distraction, which was the young guys. So you're bringing up the prospects, and you're getting excited about Marcelo Meyer, and you're getting excited about Roman Anthony. And you were excited at the start of the season, maybe about Christian Campbell. And so that's part of it.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of what lured me back in. But it's just not happening. And they're going to limp their way into the deadline around 500. One day they're going to be a game over it. The next day they're going to be a game under it. And it's not anywhere near what any of us expected, I don't think.
That lured you back in the young guys. Are the young guys now running you out the building?
No, it's just...
Because Campbell, he's down at AAA.
He's in Worcester.
Roman Anthony looks like, you know, he can't hit a beach ball. And
I think he's hitting, is he even hitting 100?
Yes.
He's hitting 114. No, Greg, he's having strong at bats. He just can't put the ball, just can't get the ball in spaces where people aren't there.
I am excited to ask Craig Breslow about Roman and if he's worried about his mental state when it comes to how the team's been playing and how young he is, because that was a big worry, two weeks ago.
He can hit. Maybe he is a little worried about it.
There's no way that that's an issue for him.
It's gotten so bad, I don't think Leah even goes to the park anymore.
She's in Spain.
Oh, she is?
Flex.
Oh. What's she doing?
She's on that girls trip.
There you go.
Looks very fun.
Okay.
Wish you were there.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Well.
He's got to get his back going.
It's disappointing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just glad they traded Devers before they had the guy that he was replacing at third base back. I mean, I think that's a really smart move. Now that they're not going to get Bregman back until likely August, win-win.
Do you think Alex Cora wants to be here in the future?
I don't know. I'm kind of sick of his pouting, too, though.
Yeah.
But Curtis, we felt like he was maybe at the end during spring training, because remember when he came on, he had some interesting comments about being a manager, and you don't want to be a manager at the same place for too long.
Right.
It was at the beginning of the season when things looked like we were headed to a World Series, we were confused about some of Alex Cora's comments.
I was listening to Alex Cora on this radio station and on the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network pregame yesterday. And they asked him about losing these one-run games. And he was like, it doesn't matter. You know, however you lose, you lose. And it was like, well, wait a second. It actually does. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're getting blown out, seven, eight runs, whatever, and you're the Rockies, then you stink.
Right.
If you can't find a way as a manager to help the guys win a one-run game,
right,
then there's an issue. It's a different kind of issue,
right,
from my perspective.
When Alex Cora got onto the stage after the Red Sox won the World Series in 2018 and he said, 19 runs, suck on it, and dropped the mic, he was telling you he had something to do with that win.
Yeah.
Now when they lose, it's somebody else's fault.
Because you got to look in, you got to go, okay, they just swept the Yankees. They beat they took the series from the Mariners, who are a solid baseball team. So it's like they can beat good teams, but the problem is we've seen all season long. And so even when they pulled us back in, when Greg, you brought it up, that's that 9-game stretch there where they went 7-2. The problem is now they can't be consistent with that. Like, you don't have to go 7-2 all the time and through a 9-game stretch, but you can't go 7-2, and then what you say they are now, 3-6?
We score 16 at Yankee Stadium. Suck on it.
All right.
Too many chefs, not enough sous chefs. That's the problem over there.
I'm just really happy with the roster flexibility they've been provided. I think it's been great since Devers left. I love the new lineups. I think
that is Shime's lead. Thank you, Shime.
Welcome, Greg.
We will get to Curtis's lead and to Courtney's lead coming right up next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Coming up at 7:20, they said it, a quick back and forth on everything they said yesterday in sports, including what one MLB insider says about the likelihood that Jarren Duran is a goner in a couple weeks. So that and the rest of what they said in about a half an hour. Late yesterday, the Greg Hill Foundation launched a fundraiser for a beneficiary, and I want to thank everybody who has already given. We are raising money for Lieutenant Donnie Bossy and his family. He is the state police lieutenant that we spoke about on this show on Tuesday, who was working at Revere Beach on Monday and was struck while standing there doing his job. Struck by a guy driving a stolen motorcycle. And he is a 34-year vet when it comes to helping others as a law enforcement officer. And now has a 360-degree pelvic break, head and facial lacerations, has already undergone one surgery and has more to come and will not be able to put any weight on his feet for at least 3 months. And so we are thinking about his wife, Sue, and their three kids. And he's going to need home modifications in order to go back home and to recover. And so we launched a fundraiser last night and offered a $5,000 match. And you incredibly generous, wonderful, amazing, great character people who listen to this show have already donated $15,873 to Donnie Bossy and his family. So if you can give, please go to thegreghillfoundation.org. That's thegreghillfoundation.org. And I say this all the time, because there are occasionally a couple numbskulls who send me text messages or DMs. We are, due to the partners that we have at the foundation, we are what you give to somebody like Donnie and his family, we are able to donate 100% of that directly to them. So there are other organizations that you get the credit card fee taken out or what have. We don't do any of that at the Greg Hill Foundation. So 100% goes right to them, and they can start working on getting his home ready for him when he comes back. So please give if you can when you go to the GregHillFoundation.org. Curtis, good morning.
Hi, Greg. Great stuff, as always, with the foundation. So yesterday, Gary Washburn wrote a story, and I believe he heard this from the Celtics. I don't think this is his creating this out of thin air, but it is the height of disingenuous commentary. In the this is directly from Gary Washburn. Quote, "The Celtics did not want to trade Holiday or Porzingis, and they fully intended to keep both for the long term before Tatum's injury," period. Now, Wick Grosbeck joined us on March 21st, which was 3 months, 2 months before Tatum was injured in game five, I believe, of the second round of the playoffs. Yeah. He told us then that no team was going to be in the apron twice. They knew then. It was regurgitated over the course of months by Shams Charania in different ways. This, to me, is a way to try and play it both ways. Because if Tatum doesn't get hurt, then they're sitting here, and I would put it this way. You would need Porzingis and Holiday more now than you did before Tatum got hurt, if you're really talking about winning.
Yeah.
So that makes no sense. No. Does that make sense to anybody?
It's the Tatum thing was a built-in excuse for this new ownership.
Right.
In the next sentence, the second apron of the league's salary cap was worth the penalty as long as the Celtics were playing into mid-June. Once Tatum was sidelined, the short-term agenda in the blueprint laid out by both the Thunder and the Pacers is that the recipe for success of the new CBA is youth, value contracts, and athleticism. Well, value contracts, Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown are being paid at the absolute tippity top of the pay scale. And I just, I don't know why people accept this. So if you were okay paying into the tax, then why wouldn't you try and pursue that more now, given that your team needs to improve?
Well, you said it at the time that Wick was on with us. There are no real basketball penalties when it comes to the second apron. It's only financial penalties for the organization. So if you're an owner and you want to win, you can spend.
Right.
And you can pay the penalty.
Right, but
win.
There are certain things that you
right. You
can't
lose the
do.
Mid-level exception yeah. and you get the, stuck. But who
the
cares?
The mid-level exception, you may lose a pick 7 years from
right.
now.
I don't know all the stuff that it is.
People that root for the team say, okay, go owner, save money? Literally, I don't understand that.
But here's the way I would look at it, because even if Tatum doesn't get hurt, and let's say they lose to the Knicks, I don't want them bringing back the same team because I'm going to be sitting there going, wait a second.
Yeah.
You had all your firepower and you weren't able to get by a team that you were way better than.
Well, both of those guys that you are talking about, Curtis, struggled last season, at least in comparison to the season before. You know, Porzingis was not available because of the illness or whatever. And Drew Holiday was not the same Drew Holiday that he was the season before.
Porzingis wasn't fully healthy even 2 years ago, though.
Yeah,
so, Drew Holiday definitely fell off. Porzingis, it was kind of touch and go the entire time.
But you got some big games out of him.
Yeah, you got some big games. We talked yesterday about that game one of the finals.
Yeah. I'm saying is not that whoever they have on their roster, I'm talking about the Celtics are saying, through Gary Washburn, that the guys that you were just discussing would be here. They fully intended to keep both of them, Porzingis and Holiday, if Tatum doesn't get injured. So it's not about what's the best roster. Wiggy, you're right, I'd probably change things. It's about the fact that they're trying to tell the fans that the only reason they're cost-cutting is because Tatum got hurt. Which is why, to me, if that's true, that's why they were shopping Jaylen Brown. Because their goal was to get back to, quote, value contracts. So,
right,
I don't
Curtis,
know. Bizarre.
That lead was bueno. We are going to take a quick break, and we will get to the rest of this morning's leads next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.